An award-winning play has its Wyoming premiere in Laramie. Madeline George's play, The Curious Case of the Watson Intelligence, won an Outer Critics Circle Award and was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 2013. As Madeline George told Wyoming Public Radio's Megan Feary, the inspiration came from the most unlikely of places.
So your play was actually inspired by Jeopardy, correct?
Actually, the way it went backwards for me from the Watson on Jeopardy, who people might know. You know, I grew up reading, obviously, the Sherlock Holmes stories, and my dad, who's a scientist, used to tell us sort of like scientific bedtime stories. And one of them was about the invention of the telephone, you know, where Alexander Graham Bell and his assistant, Thomas Watson, are in like two separate rooms. And the first ever sentence that was said over the wire was Bell saying, "Watson, come here. I want to see you." And so I knew that there were these two Watsons, and I was sort of interested in them. I was like, oh, they're both like assistant guys. They're both like helpers. That's interesting. And I sort of kept it at the back of my mind. And then in 2011, when IBM fielded this AI competitor on Jeopardy, also named Watson, I was like, okay, now that's a thing. Now I've got three Watsons, all of whom are very interesting, very different kinds of like support figures. So that was the sort of origin of the play for me, is thinking through that. And then I ended up thinking, well, what's the difference between the way that we rely on other people and the way that we rely on machines?
So are all the Watson characters in the play interconnected somehow with each other?
It's all connected, and it does this sort of big theatrical sort of trick, which is that all of the Watsons are separate, and yet also they're also the same guy. And then there's a made-up Watson who is in a contemporary story of my own devising, and he is like a IT guy. And it's a kind of a combination mystery love story. And then it's almost like it's the same story all the way through, but it's happening simultaneously in these four different times.
What is it like to sit in an audience and watch your work come to life on stage?
It's very strange. I mean, it's sort of like an out-of-body experience. If you've been working for a long time on a play and you've been hearing it inside your head, it's like you know the people in a way, but also they're a part of you. And then when you see them split off from you and embodied, and then other people are watching it, I don't know, it's definitely a kind of ghostly feeling, like you're sort of everywhere and nowhere in the room while it's happening. And it used to be, literally, I could not tolerate being in the room. I would sit downstairs and listen to the play on the monitor, you know, in a theater. I couldn't stand to watch people watch this weird ghostly version of my soul up on stage while I was in the back of the room. But now I'm maybe a little bit stronger as a person, and I'm also very curious to hear the audience reacting. I like to hear audiences laugh and breathe and think, you know, helps me understand what's happening inside the play and what might need to change.
Now, you are a novelist as well. How does writing a play differ from writing fiction?
I found it very difficult to write fiction. A play is a kind of democratic arrangement of multiple consciousnesses, multiple perspectives, telling one story from all these different angles. I also think like a novel is almost always, it's retrospective. You know, it's like it is an accounting of a thing that happened. And the thing that I love about drama is that it's unfolding in the moment. It's hitting the characters and it's hitting the audience like life hits us. We don't know what's going to happen next. And we're always like reacting and trying to create the conditions for things to happen that we want. That feels to me like a very live form. It's a very interesting way to write for me.
And how did you get started writing plays?
Well, I was a very strange kid, and I wrote plays from a very young age, and like a young teenager. And I submitted my little one-act plays as a teenager to this national competition and was brought to New York and had a production at a very young age off Broadway. And then I was like, well, now I'm ruined. Like, this is fabulous. I'll obviously have to do this for the rest of my life, no matter how unrewarding the career might be.
For you, what does the future of theater look like? Is it a dying art form?
Here's what I think. The theater will never die because people are always doing shows for each other, you know, even on the smallest level. Whether, you know, the commercial theater is in a state of health or disrepair, I never really know. I mean, Wicked, the musical, has made more money than any movie in history. So there's that in terms of whether the theater is dying or not. But I think that people's hunger to embody other people, to occupy other perspectives, and to do performance for each other is incredibly powerful and magnetic and keeps people coming back to theater over and over again. And, you know, like Taylor Mack says, he's a playwright and performer. He points out that all theater is local. All theater is local. It only happens in a room with other people. And we're in a time when people feel quite atomized and alienated from each other because the kinds of media that we mostly consume don't connect us. They separate us. And I really have a lot of faith that people's hunger to connect and be close and also be distinct from each other at the same time, that's what theater can give us. And I feel like people will never give that up.
Do you do any acting yourself?
Oh my gosh, no, I would never. I find myself stricken with self-consciousness when I have to get up on stage. It's profoundly embarrassing to me to pretend to be someone else. And actors are they're so easygoing about it. I had an actor say to me the other day, she was like, "Oh, I'm a terrible liar." I was like, "Oh, but you're an actor." And she said, "Acting is telling the truth." Like very, very offended. That's a particular mindset that I don't have. But I'm so lucky to get to work with people who do.
That's playwright Madeline George talking with Wyoming Public Radio's Megan Feary, relative theatrics production of The Curious Case of the Watson Intelligence runs through November 16th in Laramie.